For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. When it comes to marijuana, being illegal has never slowed its popularity. Some argue allowing recreational use would let police focus more on other drugs and violent crimes. But there's another key reason the idea is gaining acceptance: money. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what marijuana could mean for Illinois' finances.
Millions, hundreds of millions, even $1 billion in new tax revenue. That's what's promised to residents in different states considering recreational marijuana programs. Take California, for example, the most recent of the six states with a program that's in operation. This is part of an ad ran when voters were deciding on what was known as Proposition 64.
And Prop 64 generates $1 billion in new tax revenue for California.
The numbers projected for Illinois aren't quite that high. Of course, state population plays a factor. Senator Heather Staines, a Democrat from Chicago and a sponsor of a bill to allow recreational use.
Well, our current estimate is $350 to $700 million.
Now, that number only includes the revenue from an excise tax, or a tax at point of sale. The bill is being reworked, so that number could change. But State Representative Kelly Cassidy, another Chicago Democrat and sponsor, says those estimates are based on state and national studies of current marijuana users.
That estimates 750,000 regular users of cannabis in the state of Illinois. The other thing that we see in studies in states that have gone to a full adult use market, the usage rate doesn't go up and stay up. You might see a little novelty blip in the months or year immediately following legalization. But the folks that are using cannabis now are the folks that are going to be using cannabis under a legalized system. They just won't be buying it in a way that funds cartels.
And that's a main talking point for advocates of the program: eliminating the black market. Senator Staines says to accomplish that goal, it cannot be taxed too much.
And you really want to take it out of the hands of the black market, where they're, you know, it's criminals now right now profiting on this. You want to get it out of their hands. If you price it too high, you're not going to accomplish that goal.
But not everyone thinks legalization is the right call. Jim Kaichuk of the Illinois Sheriff's Association doesn't believe the change will eliminate the illicit market, and he's more concerned about the cost to communities.
Let's say somebody goes out and they're drinking, and they mix that with marijuana. You know, the problems that it can create from a law enforcement perspective, I don't want to see more people die. We've got enough trouble on the roads today. We've got enough trouble in the communities today. Adding one more thing that is that much more available and legal now is going to cause more problems.
Kaichuk says it would require more officers, more training, more resources, already with depleted budgets. But Senator Staines says she has a plan for that too.
And then the revenue can be used to do things like train law enforcement. We have some money that will go towards that, and to help buy equipment.
Public education, substance abuse programs, and developing plans for impoverished areas negatively impacted by the war on drugs are a few others that would get a piece of the pie, according to Staines. But those slices get much smaller as revenue is divvied up. And political scientist Kent Redfield says residents should expect to see revenue coming in on the lower end of the projections, especially in the beginning.
You know, I think those are reasonable numbers, extrapolating from what's happened in other states. But there's just a lot of things that could where you would point you towards the low end of that estimate.
And even if there was more money than anticipated, it's likely that the overall takeaway would still be only around 1% of what the state takes in and spends in a year. But when you have a state struggling to pay its bills, like Illinois, Redfield says there would be a benefit.
The $300 to $700 million doesn't translate into, you know, a 10% cut in property taxes. In a time of budget crisis, in a time of great state debt, you know, more revenue certainly helps.
Illinois lawmakers are moving ahead with an advisory question on this fall's ballot to ask voters if they want marijuana legalized. Some recent polling has shown it's a popular idea. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
For more on state comparisons and what a recreational marijuana program means for the state, head to our website at nprillinois.org.